you're so close, how do you impose your will on your opponent in a Game 7 situation?
There's no answer to that, Ken. I mean, there was an answer to that. We used it in the first four games, called it a series, right? It'll be a momentum shifts every time the puck drops, and you want to grab that as many times over and over as you can in this game and harness it, and they're going to do the exact same thing.
What does a victory for your team look like?
Very probably you'll know that within the last second of the game. You're not going to get a real sense of it in the first minute. So this will be, I think it's going to be the best game of the series. I think it'll be the fastest. It's at the right time. 2 days off. Lots of energy, lots of emotion. Both teams kind of know each other inside out now in terms of matchups. So I think this is the best game of the series.
Blake was asked, or it was characterized as a do-or-die game, and he changed it around, and it was just a tremendous opportunity. They're obviously very excited. Have you seen the way they've channeled that energy, that excitement in the last 36 hours?
Everybody's excited, right? Like, you don't get to pro sports or get to this level without figuring out a way to really enjoy these kind of environments, right? You have a version of them when you're 16, 17, 18. These guys all play huge games. It's just a different stage, but the idea is still the same. There's a real exciting event going to happen here. You can feel it in the day. You can feel it by the way the guys are moving around the locker room. It's a good day in your life.
Can you really?
Oh, I was good. I was good.
Can you equate that? Like, can you equate a really important bantam game or college game to this game? Is it?
But when you're there. So no, in the end, right, there'll be a lot more hockey eyes on them possibly than any other game they've ever played with no other teams playing, and it's a Game 7. But when you're 18, what do you know, right? You're going to play for the World Championships or you're playing for the, you know, World Junior Championships at Christmas. It's the same kind of idea for all these guys. You're not sleeping the same way, but that's okay. You're excited about the opportunity. Most of these men have had success in this environment. Individually, they have to have had in order to get to the National League. They've had good days, so that's what their memory is coming into this, and that's what will drive them tonight.
Paul, there's only one team left that has won a cup of all the potential conference final teams. Is that maybe good for the league to mix in some new blood, new markets?
I think so. I mean, it certainly keeps the hope alive in five cities right now. Pretty excited about this. You know, there's no secret that you can capture that guarantees it. But that's what's why this Game 7 is what it is. That's why we're not 100% sure how this thing's going to play out, right? That's the great part about competition. Even if it was the one seed and the eight seed, there's a chance there. So that's what's the most exciting thing is you don't know, right? And there's not a five-time Stanley Cup champion that's just run the first two series 4-0. So it's up for grabs. It's right there.